Okay, let's go to number 577. My father is very wealthy. One second. My father's very wealthy and gives me lots of money. I also have his credit card that I am spending as much money as I want. So how can he ask me to offer me to learn with a younger bacha and he will pay me nicely? But compared to the money I have for my father, it's pennies. I am not sure if I should do it at all, since this money that I will be getting, $30 an hour, has no value to me, or should I do it anyways, l'shma, and not for the money? This boy who has a wealthy father is giving his credit card has to be aware that he is a 100% total schnorr. That's what he is. He never made a dime in his life. He's living, he's shaving al shulchan aruch, and he's a cotton. The $30 he's going to make from learning with this bacha is the first time he's going to have a tam chaim in of an enemy gear kapov, that he worked for something and he achieved it. He should not just frown at this lousy $30 because that morning he spent already $250 on his new pair of shoes. I mean, he shouldn't even think that way. He should know that. He's one whole, it's his father making the money. He's not making the money. So whether it's your father or whether you got it from the tamchui, you're plain old schnorr. That's what you are. You're nothing more than that. You know, these rich boys tend to think that, like, somehow they're also rich. They are not. Until they get the Yerusha, that's the Gemara B'Zog, Ben Melech Hed Yitu. The Gemara says, and a lot of Ben Chakin need to know, that Ben Melech Hed Yitu, the Gemara B'Zog. The Gemara talks about saying Adias for the Melech. So Ben Melech is a plain old Hed Yit, and this guy is much worse than a Hed Yit. He is just plain old snoring and living off the fat of the land and overspending on someone else's cheshbon. I mean, just, so the person has an echlusa, but it doesn't change your status. If he works hard and teaches this boy and gets $1, that dollar should have a much bigger erech and a chavivis, and he has the godla nenemi yikir kapov on that more than on all the millions that he's just squandering based on being a rich boy, you know, son of a rich man. The day he gets the Yerusha, should he live to see that day, then he's not a shnava. Then he is the bailim on the money. Yerusha is a schus mamon. You don't have to go work for your money. If you hit the lottery, it's your mamon. So that, you know, there are shortcuts, there are ways of doing it, but what he's doing is absolutely nothing. He's just positioning money just for maisus. I mean, that's, you know, it's not very respectable. It just doesn't dawn on him, but he must know that that is how it's perceived.